Surat At-Tur. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the Mount of Tur, and by the book written on a fine unfolded scroll, and by the inhabited house, and the elevated canopy, and the surging ocean, the torment of your Rabb will surely come to pass. There shall be none to avert it. On that day, heaven will shake violently, and the mountain will travel around. On that day, woe be to the deniers of truth, who are engaged in their useless sports. On that day, they shall be driven to the fire of hell with violence, and it will be said to them, "This is the fire which you denied. Is it a magic, or do you not see? Now, burn therein. It will be the same for you whether you bear it patiently or do not bear it patiently. You are being rewarded according to your deeds. As for the righteous, they will be in gardens and bliss, rejoicing in what their Rabb has given them, and the Rabb shall shield them from the torment of hell. It will be said to them, "Eat and drink to your heart's content. This is the reward for your good deeds. They shall recline on couches arranged in rows, and we shall wed them with beautiful houris. We shall unite the true believers with those of their descendants who follow them in their faith, and shall not deny them the reward of their good deeds. Everyone is responsible for his deeds, and we shall provide them fruits and such meats as they desire. They will pass from hand to hand a cup of wine, which shall cause no idle talk nor sinful urge. And there shall wait for them young boys exclusively appointed for their service, who will be as handsome as treasured pearls. They will converse with one another about their worldly life and say, "When we were living among our kinfolk, we were troubled by many fears. But Allah has been gracious to us. He has delivered us from the fiery scourge. Indeed, we used to pray only to Him. Surely He is the Beneficent, the Merciful." Therefore, O Prophet, keep up your mission of admonition. By the grace of your Rabb, you are neither a soothsayer nor a madman. Do they say he is but a poet? We are waiting for some misfortune to befall him. Tell them, "Wait if you will, I too shall wait with you." Does their faculties of reasoning prompt them to say this, or is it merely that they are wicked people? Do they say, "This man has invented this Quran himself"? Nay, they do not want to believe. Let them produce a scripture like this if what they say is true. Were they created without a creator, or were they their own creators? Did they create the heavens and the earth? Nay, they will never be convinced. Do they possess the treasures of your Rabb, or is it they who control them? Do they have a stairway to heaven by means of which they overhear him? If so, let any of them who overheard him bring clear proof. Is he to have daughters and you sons? Do you ask them payment for your services, that they should fear to be overburdened by a debt? Do they have the knowledge of the unseen? Can they write it down? Do they intend to devise a plot against you? If so, the disbelievers themselves will be trapped in their plot. Do they have a god other than Allah? Exalted is Allah, far above those deities they associate with him. They are such people that even if they will see a part of heaven falling down, they would say, "It is but a mass of clouds." So leave them alone until they encounter that day of theirs wherein they shall be made to swoon with terror, the day when their designs will avail them nothing and none will help them. Surely for such wrongdoers, there is another punishment besides that, even though most of them do not realize that. Therefore, wait for the judgment of your Rabb with patience. We are surely watching over you. Glorify your Rabb with his praises when you wake up, and glorify him in a part of the night, and also as the stars fade away.